the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations like China are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. made with quality stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Civil dispatch.
That man of sin be revealed.
Set up on your computer and it's coming to your phone.
Opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship.
With this,
so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
But what civil dispatch does, unbidden,
when I was
on your locale,
I told you these things,
wherever you are at that particular time.
Remember you not.
They're going to let you know about the things you can't plan for, the things you can't imagine, the things that are unthinkable.
By the way, before I go into that,
flash flood, earthquake,
the Catholic
big cold
church,
snap coming through.
The Mother Church, the Mother of all hearts. All
you're going to find out about this. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information.
When men begin to
this
come
is
in
truly
and scatter
peace
the
through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com.
Mass? You know that many churches have masses?
I've been looking a lot at this knockout game thing.
A lie. Easter, Christ died on Friday.
It was alarming before, but the more I read into it, the more I look
changing
into
the
it,
Sabbath
the more alarming it becomes.
Saturday, the seventh day, to the first day
and then
of the week
I saw,
of July.
Now, I saw this incident where a black American,
Gray Popper,
gun-carrying, law-abiding
Pope
citizen,
Francis declares
saw this
that all religions are true. And Adam and
in
Eve
a black American
are a fable.
With a black American perpetrator.
They will turn the truth
at a Dollar
of
General
the Bible
store.
Says into a fable.
This kid was out on bond.
Some time ago I told you about how
he was
the
out
seven
on bond,
women.
And he had a gun to the head of a Dollar General employee.
Major religions of the world. And how they would take hold of one man.
Young fella.
And they would say,
he's an adult.
That
but
man,
I mean,
the Pope.
I'm getting to the age where everybody's a young fella anymore.
The most powerful Christian religious
walks in there
in the world today,
and
intercedes. Take away our reproach.
Which, believe me, that was a civic-minded thing to do.
We'll
draws his weapon,
keep our own
tells the guy to stop. The guy turns on him, and he shot him five times.
That you are the father
and
the mother.
The kid survived. Go fix it.
So there we have it. Now the Pope is embracing
the family's reaction
religions.
Was the interesting part, because
the
they were saying he should have just minded his business.
All religions are true.
He didn't have the gun pointed at him. He should just mind his business.
Truth, God. And that Adam.
Never mind
and Eve
whether this. You know, we'll never know what this young guy was going to do.
A fable.
But he got a gun to somebody's head, though. That's sort of a dangerous situation to put anybody
Catholic
in.
Catholic cardinals.
But this guy steps up.
Theologians.
And stops
have been
the crime.
Deliberating in the Vatican
like thousands
City,
do every
discussing
day.
The future
and the family's
of the church,
reaction is
and
what's
redefining long held
now let's take that family's
doctrines
reaction.
And dogma. The third,
although now
Vatican
it's
is undoubtedly the largest and most
ethnicity wise, it's beginning to cross over. They, you know, there's Caucasians and Asians doing it too. I don't know why the Hispanics.
Pope Francis convened the new council to finally
let's
finish
try
the work
to figure out what
the
their
Vatican
reaction
council
would be.
While some
if one of these bored teenagers runs up on some unsuspecting
on the far
person, because
right,
they don't always succeed. they in the knockout part of the knockout game. They might ring a bell, or they might not. You know, most of these kids are not classically trained fighters, so they don't know how to punch somebody. They get a good haymaker, as you know. Okay, maybe that'll put you away.
That Catholicism is now
largely
a modern
based upon surprise
and reasonable religion, embracing all religions, isn't that something?
What's going to happen?
Which has undergone evolutionary change.
When another one of these guys tries this, and he gets blown out of his socks.
We must recognize that religious truth evolves.
What's
going to
happen when a group of disaffected youths who are out there bored comes upon a legal law-abiding, carrying citizen, male or female, black or white, whatever color they are, wherever they're from?
If you hear honestly,
they tried the knockout game on them. They the victim, the would-be victim.
What?
Doesn't go down and instead turns on them and goes vicious. Wow. Which is exactly what I
remember when they started to do away with absolute. Up is up, down is down.
What's going to happen then? What are the families going to say? Well, you know, they were just poor. They weren't bad people.
Truth is not absolute or set in stone. What about Peter? Wasn't he a stone or a rock? And that truth was set in that
video
rock? Oh, boy.
We've got so many eyes in the sky and Big Brother watching. There's lots of video out there.
Even atheists.
I mean, there's one where some guy runs up on a female.
Wow.
Female.
Through acts
and,
of
I mean,
love and charity,
he knocks her out, and she just lands
well,
face down on the sidewalk.
And redeem his own soul by his own work,
like
by his own deeds, becoming an active participant in the redemption of humanity. This is
that's
the kind
a very
of,
dangerous.
And you people out there wonder why we speak so vehemently about this perverted, whoorish system.
All you got to do... an impact on a
really
sidewalk like that. Look at all these pro football players who are killing themselves now because of traumatic brain injury. That's the shortcut to that long-term 14-year NFL career.
He says we have gained
of traumatic brain injury. You get it all in one fell swoop. Knockout game. Boom. You're out. Boom.
The
head collides.
No longer believe. Listen to this now. The church.
That's if you're lucky
no longer believes in a literal hell.
But I guess my question is, what's going to happen when
this
one of these darlings runs up on somebody who is prepared?
God is not a judge.
And deals with them.
And the lover of humanity.
What are the families going to say then?
Wow. Whew. A mother of harlots? An abomination for sure? The mother of all abominations? Listen,
in Hoboken, New Jersey, Chicago, Illinois, and Syracuse, New York,
God
people have been killed being victims of
but
the knockout.
Only to embrace. Like the fable.
This is not a game.
Adam and Eve.
This is not
like
some youthful indiscretion. This is not a good time being taken a little too far.
Like the fable.
The one that has been shot
Adam
already.
We
which everybody's making out like this is news.
Literally.
It actually happened
device.
A while back. In hell, Lansing, Michigan. He decided to go high tech, so he wanted to use a stun gun.
Isolated soul. Which like
he should have stayed low tech because he failed.
Will be united
and,
in love with God.
Well, he got shot for his trouble. Now he survived.
In a speech that shocked
and he's
many,
in jail.
The Pope claimed all religions are true.
Tell Glenn to hang on.
They
to
are
break
true in the hearts of all those who
rapidly.
Believe in them. What other kind of truth is there? In
but
the
here's
past,
my position.
Church has
okay.
been harsh on those
if you've
that
got a gang
morally wrong
of marauding youths, and I don't care what color
today,
they are. I know predominantly right now they're black, but hey,
like
this is crossing
father,
over. If you've got a gang
church,
of youths,
our church is big enough for
prowling.
Homosexuals. And homosexuals.
And one of and listen,
the
folks, if these are your children,
choice,
if one of your children is out there prowling,
even communists are welcome.
And he runs up on the wrong person.
We all love and worship the
to alleviate
God,
his
that last statement is the only true one he made.
And tries the knockout
they
game on him, and
the
would-be
God,
victim doesn't go down. And instead,
it's not the only
perforates
savior.
Them a few times.
And that's the truth.
I don't want to hear
all united. With the Antichrist against God,
I don't want to hear
against
it.
The truth. Once David in the Pope speaks,
the family of this guy, the Dollar General,
into a bit of
they don't know what he's been.
Hysteria.
He was out on bond. His bond
God
was about
is
to be revoked. He's in a hospital room recovering from his gunshot
and
wounds. And he's going straight
are,
from there
for
to
God lives in
the
us
who's
and in our hearts.
And
so we're
his family's out,
bring
out there
the
saying,
chain.
Well, we don't know what he's into. We don't know anything about that. But he didn't, you know, this guy don't have no right to be shooting anybody.
We touch our divinity and recognize it.
Yeah,
the Bible is a beautiful holy book, but like all great
I'm
going to
paraphrase
ancient
something
works,
for
some
you.
Passages
okay,
are
paraphrase
outdated.
Because I don't remember the exact quote.
Some of
the only way for evil to win
judgment.
Is for good men to stand
the time
by
has
and do
come
nothing.
To see
this guy was a good guy.
as a later
interpretation. He did not stand by and do nothing. He stepped in and did something.
Contrary to the message of love and truth.
And sooner or later, with this knockout game, as a matter of fact, I would expect to see this begin to accelerate because people will start carrying guns. If they can, wherever they are,
begin to ordain women,
and we'll start to see that happen.
Bishops and priests, wow. In the future, it is my hope
but
that we'll have a woman.
You don't
want to
have that kind of thing happen to your lovely utes, then maybe you take a little time and find out what they're into.
Are they going to let them get by with that?
Maybe you take a little.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Way of salvation, and that God
that's
loves.
Fine.
If he refuses that love and rejects that message,
let's go to the phone.
Then
Glenn
he
in Philadelphia.
Is a
yes,
recipient
sir.
Of
yeah,
the hate
Bill,
and the
wrath.
Curious
about that.
Okay.
But on the knockout
when we
thing,
church?
Yeah, I'm too heavily disturbed about this.
Perfecting lives.
People and it's similar to the inclination of young guys to fight and stuff like that. People have seen too much violence and pain, too many guys throwing haymakers, punches, whether it's a bloody lip, but they get knocked out, wake up in three minutes. That is not the real world, and we see too much of this choreographed fighting, you know, whether it's cowboys or martial artists or whatever, and then you couple that unrealistic view of things with a sociopathic, unempathetic this myth, this shocked, romantic view that you go around and hurt people, and it's okay, and you couple that with racism on top of it, and you have what you have, your Genesis 6 view of humanity, where, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be, the days of Noah were characterized, the earth was filled with violence, everywhere, poverty.
While the church, unfortunately, the gun thing comes in where we need is people who loathe violence, not people who love violence, but people who hate violence, but realize that this is necessary for those people who don't like violence, but realize that it must be used at times to stop the wantonly violent and keep order in society. It's just crazy.
Really, and then it's knockout thing. These people are going around, these big strong guys are going around victimizing old people, and if I'm not mistaken, I heard one report where a victim actually died. There's been plenty of them. So people are dying. And then there's a racial element where I heard one report where it was in a neighborhood where several of the victims were specifically Jewish. You know, so you have the anti-Semitism thing, and this is where I think it's ill-advised for Jewish people to use the boy who cried wolf thing and crying anti-Semitism where it doesn't exist, because now apparently this is an actual case where an anti-Semitic element is being used in this knockout thing, at least in this one regional, in this neighborhood, this area. So you have that aspect of it. You know, so, but the knockout thing, you know, if I saw something like that going on in front of me, I would be hard pressed not to just, you know, physically engaged and want to beat the tar out of somebody who would do that. If I saw a nurse, as a nurse, if I saw an old person get hit, I'd be like, you know, just flying off the handle.
Well, it depends really where we're at with the Jewish targeted attacks, relativism. But it seems to depend on where they are.
It's really, it's a big thing about the community, and the sandwich, right, you know, and the sandwich doesn't know anything about the person's race, then statistically you're just going to have an ethic, you can interpret them, and that's what makes them equal opportunity hate, that's just another human being, you know.
Well, in my mind, it makes them equal opportunity rabid ass.
And what's going to happen now, I don't know if this will spread beyond the bigger cities, it seems to be spreading. And one day,
it's crossing, like I said, we're seeing there's white assailants now, Asians, Hispanics, and I guess the common denominator is that somebody has substituted a welfare check for a dad. And the Pope is going to come, I'm waiting to see, as I fully expect to see, just like I expect another spree shooting any day now.
The rulers of the world are going to hate this. I expect to see one of these knockout game players blown clean out of his Nike place.
So, you know, there was a made-for-TV movie a number of years ago called We're Fighting Back, and it was about this gang violence plague neighborhood where the phenomenon just eventually became critical mass, so that all the people could no longer simply ignore it, and all the regular folk of the neighborhood all the young male and female black everybody just sense. Stood up and the put down the gang violence.
There was nothing wrong with fighting back.
It was very unique. You don't see it, that sort of thing. Boy, I wish
the
they would re-air that.
That there is not enough border control.
And the people got their own neighborhood back under control. But there were young people died in the process and people in their own property. But eventually it's like, when, you know, like
why
I said, when it reaches critical mass, you finally get the masses off their
dust. And a future for your own people and your children.
And everybody stands and together in safety numbers,
today?
And they beat the phenomenon
this
back, you know.
Clear.
The only sad thing about that is it has to get to that
decision
point
to rejoin
before
humanity,
anybody will
to
do anything. And then when it gets to that point, the only way left available
the
is violence.
Hey, look, that's the way humans are. And like you said, the family says, with this guy who was shot, that he shot my head on business. See, that's the way everybody is. There's so few people who are willing to intervene. It has to get, bad enough to a certain point. Right now, world leaders are running around playing knockout with nation states. And until they bring us, they don't rob the people. But when world leaders play knockout with.
Things my mind, it just can't believe it's all wasting away. Why is life so bittersweet?
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Contract or agreement for you to go to the court or private club meeting to escape government agency harassment like the IRS. Visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and...
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Depends upon God. I am no longer going to.
Don't know where these guys.
Be with anybody
from.
To support us or
but
to believe.
The students and faculty members, of course, are not liking
to you,
that very much.
Then
and
I
well,
don't.
Some of them are.
If you don't have faith to
not.
Hear, faith to believe, faith to receive, then you've just not been given it, and that's all to it.
The Kansas Board
however,
of Regents has directed
hand,
universities
if you do
to,
hear,
to conduct building
do
by
faith.
Building assessments.
Remember
to
God
address
given.
The impact of allowing
God
concealed carry a process expected
you.
To take the better part of a
don't.
Year.
The open door.
Kansas University has 199 buildings on
the
Lawrence
of
campus
the prophet
alone.
Sent to this last generation to inform you that this
but
is the last generation. The judge is at the door.
And some of the students
and
are
soon and very
for it,
soon
some of them
the door will be
Chris
shut.
Chris Rice.
When Brother Christopher spoke those words,
he
was he
didn't
referring
like what
to
he saw
the death
when he
of
envisioned
the prophet.
More than 1,000. Get into a lecture class at Boudic Hall. At the same time, he's not okay with the thought of a fellow student that lecture carrying a gun.
What was he talking about?
I just don't
think
that
would be.
I just think that would completely alter
the
learning environment. I don't see either as a really good option.
Citizens
son, you haven't ever been somewhere where something bad has happened, has you?
Have you?
You've never been anywhere like that before in your life. You don't know what that's like.
For the gospel of the kingdom to be preached into all the world.
Me personally, like I said.
I still
if
can't understand
concealed,
why
who's
we can't
know?
Make our generation understand
who's
that I
know?
Am not here to preach the gospel of Christ. Now, when I say that,
now,
I want to say it to you.
The
like
cost.
This. I
and here's
am
some
not ashamed
deal with. The
of
cost
the gospel of Christ.
To
for
install.
It is. Not just salvation.
It's going to be high.
The power
and it may
the
be
gospel.
Too high
Jesus
to be
Christ came into the world to save sinners. And he alone
and,
can save, and he alone will
for
save,
Ottawa
and
junior,
he will save.
Named Allie Bittner,
he will do it. Everyone
she's
that believes,
at it, I believe
that Jesus Christ came to save you as a sinner,
as Kansas
you believe that,
being forced
then you will
to allow
be saved.
Concealed weapons.
That is the gospel of Christ.
I think
and everyone and
kind of
anyone
put university in
saved
an impossible
all,
place here.
You're saved by that gospel and the power thereof, or you're not saved.
Where are they getting this
He that
this
hath
from?
The Son hath life. He that hath
where
not
is it
the Son of God hath not life.
That
however,
this is going to cause a problem.
I have not been sent to preach the gospel
nobody's
of Christ.
Nobody's going
to
know who's going
I have been
to
sent
here. That's going to be the deterrent.
To preach the gospel
simply putting the signs up
the
is going to be
kingdom.
A deterrent.
The kingdom of God
Gerald Mickelson, a
came
Kansas
into
University
man
faculty Senate member. When did they start having senates? said allowing guns on campus would make it a more dangerous place. Even if concealed carry permit holders are trained in gun safety, he said, still makes a violent incident involving weapons more likely. No, it doesn't, you moron. No, it does not. Just because your students are young but law-abiding, there's plenty of young but law-abiding people that carry every day. And they don't snap like the proverbial rubber band and go crazy. When has that happened? Show me where that has happened. Don't show me gang violence. Show me where that has happened. Mickelson, a professor of Russian, East European, and Eurasian studies, said he personally thinks adding security would be worth it to keep guns out of campus buildings, but acknowledged it could be an astronomical task. It's not that they're not in a bind. They're not in a bind. Certainly, all students would not elect to carry a gun. You have to be 21 to begin with. So that sort of excludes the 18 and the 19 and the 20-year-olds. So that's got to be a large portion of the student body. But the ones that can and are willing to do it, every day you turn around, there's somebody going out and buying a gun, and they want to carry it. Then they see a thing about a class, or they listen here, and they go looking for classes. People are beginning to train with their firearm. And somebody that is trained and competent with a firearm is not going to whip it out and say, wow, look at this, it's cool. They're going to leave it where it is, just like they would leave, I don't know, their car keys. People don't pull out their car keys and say, wow, these are cool keys, or their wallet and say, unless they're going to use it. They don't pull it out and muse about it. There's a Kansas University chapter of the Young Americans for Liberty, and they believe concealed carry should be allowed everywhere. Jacob Fox, he put together something called the Empty Holster Protest, based upon a tweet. This is where David Guth came from, by the way, the guy that said that all of the NRA children should be massacred or something like that, just so they know how it feels. Same place, but Jacob Fox organized the empty holster protest in response to a tweet he put up after the Navy shooting. The blood is on your hands, or on the hands of the NRA. Next time, let it be your sons and daughters. Shame on you. May God, and I'm not using the word, you. Young Mr. Fox, who's a student, points out that mass shootings often happen in gun-free zones. They only happen in gun-free zones, but that's beside the point. He's noticing something, including the Sandy Hook, Columbine, and Virginia Tech school shootings. If allowed to carry guns, very simple logic he's employing here. If allowed to carry guns, he said, law-abiding citizens could intervene. I don't think anyone can argue the fact that America has a problem with these atrocities. And as individuals, we have the right to protect himself, ourselves, he said. Now, young Mr. Fox really doesn't have a dog in this fight because he doesn't own a handgun and he does not have a carry permit. But he's for liberty. Unlike the liberals. We'll continue on with this because there's so many sides of this story, and it's amazing how the faculty almost as a whole comes down on this. Obviously, they've been going to the igloo cooler with the Kool-Aid marked liberal flavored. They listen too much to the hype. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm civil defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Glockstar in the chat room is telling me that Magpul is saying that in order to get a Magpul Mo stock, which is just the butt stock, which I think, what do they retail for, $39, $50, something like that, that they have to send it to an FFL. That's not correct. It's a part. If it was the entire lower with the serial number on it, okay, maybe I could see that. But as far as I understand, I mean, you can have the upper, which doesn't have the serial number on it, by the way, sent to your house, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong about that, but the blood stock. I got issues with Magpul anyway. Magpul got out there and said, well, harumph, harumph, harumph. We're getting out of Colorado if you pass this legislation. They went ahead and did it. They still get up and go to work every day in Colorado. Nobody knows where they're going or if they're going. But, golly, they sure sold a lot of stuff prior to that now, didn't they? Back to Kansas University. Faculty Senate member Jim Carruthers said he doesn't want guns on campus either. I would be terrified. We have so many young people here who are under so many different kinds of pressure and who are in transitional, sometimes unstable periods of their lives, that the potential for danger is radical. Is it more dangerous to have them just lined up, sitting there, waiting in a dorm or at a frat house or in a cafeteria? When somebody decides to come in there and wreak a little havoc with a gun, is it just better for them just to be able to sit there and look at them and take those bullets as they come at them? Is that smart to you? The KU Student Senate. They've got a lot of senates at Kansas University. This past January, they overwhelmingly approved a resolution opposing concealed carry on campus. It states that concealed carry poses a threat to students and a distraction to the learning environment, and that university and city police should be the primary decision makers in a time of distress, said student body president Marcus Tetwiller, a Paola senior. Look, if you don't want to carry a gun, don't. If you don't want to be in a position to defend yourself, call the police and hide really well. You need to find something that is actual, real cover, 360 degrees around you that somebody cannot penetrate while you wait those 11.11 minutes. And I wish you well. I really do. I hope nothing happens to you. But if it doesn't, because you are unwilling to defend yourself, that means that the rest of us who understand what reality is, the rest of us who sit out there on a daily basis and wait for the bloody tap dancers to come out of the woodwork every time somebody like you gets blown away because you're sitting around thinking, I should be academically free to think and not worry about things such minutiae as self-defense. By golly, I've got an exam to study for and I don't need to worry about a gun. Well, later on, somebody like you is going to die. And when they do, Dianne Feinstein and Stein is going to come out, and so is Charles Schumer and Chris Murphy and all these other guys that are just waiting for sheep like you to get mowed down because you don't think it's a good idea. You know what I think is a good idea? I think what is a good idea is for you to put yourself, you know, I believe what was the percentage? Most of the students that were murdered at Virginia Tech were of age and could have carried a gun if they'd had a permit if Virginia Tech allowed it. And, you know, for young Mr. Tetwiller, he hopes that the student voice is the one that holds the most weight because it's our fears, it's our opinions that really matter in terms of safety in the classroom. No, it isn't. It is your preparedness that matters in safety of the classroom, in preparation for safety in the classroom. There is no spree to shooter alive that is going to engage someone that is going to shoot back. That's not what they're about. Every time they run up against one of those, whether it's the police or an armed citizen, if they have a choice, they kill themselves. Sometimes they get killed by the law-abiding citizen or the police. We need, as far as education goes, we really need to get away from trying to instill moral and political values in students and just give them the information they're paying for. If they're a psychology major, let's teach them how to be a psychologist. If they're going to be in astronomy, let's teach them how to look at the stars. If they want to be a welder, let's teach them how to make things out of metal. And let's not get out there and say, now let's talk about morals, ethics, and politics, shall we? If they want to go that way, that's fine. Faculty, keep your nose out of it. Now, they may be dragged kicking and screaming into reality. And this is reality. This is not some new thing, because the nature of man has always been that there's going to be predators and there's going to be victims. So this isn't a new thing. Maybe the tools have changed, maybe the vernacular has changed, but the overall concept is not new. Now, for a predator, for example, and I saw this just the other day, in North Carolina there was a lockdown because somebody thought they saw somebody with a gun. And they had no choice but to put them in lockdown because in North Carolina they don't allow students to carry guns. Despite the fact that they have sexual assaults and shootings and crime and drunkenness and it's just pandelirium on college campuses, they don't allow students to carry guns. So then a major portion of the city around this school gets locked down. The whole school gets locked down because they have no other choice. The other day I saw where some school went into lockdown because a guy was in his backyard shooting at birds or squirrels with a BB gun. And somebody called the police and they put it in lockdown. Do you see what's happening here? We have allowed, what we have allowed to happen here is we've allowed everybody to assume that you got to call a good guy with a gun rather than be a good guy with a gun. And this notion that knowing guns are on campus, hey, what's the deal with cops? Police show up with guns and batons and tasers and handcuffs and a few other things. And if you're in the right location, they might just beat the living mud out of you just for asking them a question. And nobody thinks of any, it's a police officer. Nobody says, and he's got a gun. Nobody does it. It's just presumed it's okay. And all of these members of the various senates that they have, why do they have so many senates at Kansas University? All these members of the various senates that they have that don't like this, I would imagine that you have to have a certain degree of persuasiveness to be elected to the senate, or maybe you're appointed. But do you think along with that educational rap that everybody's going to be taking in school, that they might educate themselves? But no, they buy into the hype. If there's a gun, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be more violence if there's a gun. You are awash in guns, Kansas University. You just don't know it. You are awash in guns. I'm sure those Gonzaga students the other day, the Gonzaga people didn't know that those students had guns until they defended themselves without shooting anybody. That was a happy ending. This wasn't a need to be wailing or gnashing our teeth or getting on our knees and praying to the sky.